big weekend, and not just any particular weekend. It is
a Labor Day weekend.
So, to line it up, ladies and gentlemen,
it's the weekend.
The weekend, and find out what is ever so weekend worthy for you. First of all, mentioned this earlier, and we'll mention it again because the first 50 Hank fans that are there, present, and accounted for at the Atwoods today at 4 o'clock in Stephenville, right there on 281, a little bit north of town. Atwoods, you know where it is. Starting at 4 o'clock, first 50 Hank fans get a free pair of Ariat jeans, just like that. Plus, we're giving away tons of State Fair of Texas tickets, as that's coming up right around the bend next month. And we're going to be shaking some hands. It is the resuming part two now of the Hank FM Hometown Handshake Tour 2025. As the unofficial end of summer is Labor Day weekend, of course. It will not be the end of the summer of jorts.
Yes, your jorts.
I'm wearing them right now, although I think I'm going to have to wash them after the show because I have a coffee stain. Don't judge me. But I'll see you out there today. Stephenville. Hank fans in the Ville, the Atwoods, starting at 4 o'clock today. Great way to get your weekend all revved up and started, too. Then also, Johnson County Pioneer Days, an old settlers reunion that's been going on. And we'll go through the weekend. It might be a little saturated and soggy, but actually, outside of Sunday, we should be fine. Got the forecast coming up on the way. But also, congratulations to our friends down there, Johnson County Pioneer and Old Settlers Reunion. Queen contest, your 2025 winners, second runner-up, Addison Singleton of Covington. There you go. First runner-up, Mia Collins of Burleson. And your Johnson County Pioneer and Old Settlers Reunion 2025 Queen, Mackenzie Sobolchik out of Joshua. There you are. Congratulations. It's just an honor to be nominated. We also got Gaylord Texan heads up there in Grapevine. It's the final weekend through Monday. See that Universe of Light display they have going on. The DC superhero, Superman, and everything. That's at the Gaylord Texan. Also, concert-wise and festival-wise, the Tarrant County Central Labor Council is hosting Labor Fest. This comes up Monday, 11 to 3 at Panther Island Pavilion. It's totally free there. There will be, according to this, music, food, and discussions on workers' rights. So there you go. It's tough to have a concert there at the Labor Union Festival, though, because it's hard when they do the encore. You can't, nobody will leave. So it's like encore after encore. It's already been a bunch of concerts. Dickies Arena last night. Remember Shinedown? They were rocking it last night at Dickies. And as we talked about, the weekend was last night and the night before in Arlington at Jerry World. The weekend had already started. So Arlington had, with the weekend and concert, a six-day Labor Day weekend fun. I'm jealous.
Labor Day weekend fun!
Billy Bob's got it rocking with Jason Bolin and the Stragglers tonight. John Waite has been missing you. He'll be tomorrow night. And a really cool event, Billy Bob's, if you got time on Sunday, they're presenting Choate Fest. It's a benefit concert for Fort Worth music producer. If you've ever done anything around here, Nick Choate. He's worked with a lot of Cody Jinks, Josh Weathers, and stuff like that. So Jinks, Weathers, Ward Davis, Joey Green, a bunch of performers will be there that know Nick, and you can go by and you can help out too. All proceeds will go to the Nick Choate Foundation to help with family expenses as he goes through his fight with colon cancer currently right now. So that's Sunday at Billy Bob's. And happening tomorrow, got a heads up from Boyd down there on Laguna Park on Lake Whitney. It is the 56th annual Texas Largest Fish Fry. And this is going, starting 5 and going till question marks. That'll be out there in Clifton. It all benefits the West Shore Fire Station, the volunteer fire department out there. So that's Laguna Park. Cowboys, will deal with them coming up and next week as they kick off. But it's a big weekend for college football as it kicks off. Big game, of course, tomorrow at 11 o'clock in Ohio and Columbus. It'll be number one, University of Texas, at number two, Ohio State Buckeyes. So that'll be on Fox tomorrow at 11 o'clock. That really will kick off the whole day. Going to have Baylor and Auburn, Alabama, Florida State. TCU starts off against North Carolina. And the SMU Mustangs over there in Dallas will take on Texas A&M Commerce, or whatever they're calling themselves now. Tarleton, you get it going after a big week last week, winning over Portland State. You travel yet again to West Point and take on Army. And then it all starts tonight. Well, it already started last night. North Crowley wins barely over Lancaster. Congratulations, Gordon. Longhorns Texas High School football has begun for 2025. And you've got the Aledo Bearcats playing host tonight to the Guyer Wildcats, trying to avenge that defeat that kicked off Aledo's season last year. So you hear that game. 7 o'clock start time for Longquist and Company. Pre-game, 7:30 kickoff. But you've got Graham going to Midland. Stephenville taking on Midlothian. That's an away game. Hamilton, Millsap, Heiko, Rye Vista, Toller taking on Peaster. Got a lot of games around the area. Dublin and De Leon, where they take the records and they throw them out. Heather Lee, of course, enjoying her. I think she was on the Facebook Live. She may be listening. But this weekend, not only going to be shaking hands in Stephenville this afternoon, but after that, we're pretty much going to pack up. And we've never been a... We're going to go celebrate things at the lake family in the Buckner household. I've always been envious of those. Well, I don't know if it's that hoity, but we're going to do that this weekend, actually. And it's all for the my mom and dad's 50th wedding anniversary.
Love you, Mom and Dad.
Yes, absolutely. So happy early 50th. Actually, their anniversary is the middle of next week, technically. But, man, 50. So, there's still time. But I think it's safe to say we can celebrate it. So happy early 50th to them.
Love you, Mom and Dad.
Yeah. And just say this. I'm just going to say this. Heather Lee is going to be livid that she will be missing Tuesday's show after Monday's Labor Day holiday. So Tuesday's show, she is going to freak out that she's missing it. Find out why so you don't miss it either on Tuesday right around this time, okay? I'm just saying, I know, okay?
Morning Radio's best kept secret, KB and Heather Lee.